The university has been under criticism for a number of years for having professors such as Angela Davis here on campus, who I believe it was last year, made local news by almost urging students to riot or something like that. I have some recollection about that. What are your thoughts about the community studies program and having professors with, you've already answered this to a degree. I'd like you to go into a little bit more detail, if you wouldn't mind. There are a lot of people in the city of Santa Cruz who feel that the university has had a detrimental effect on the city because of the effect of the student vote and so forth, and how the students, who wield significant power to mold the future of the city of Santa Cruz, seem to have been influenced by relatively radical people at times. Do you have any thoughts about that, Chancellor McHenry?
Well, let's take Angela Davis first. I've never met her, nor have I ever heard her speak, but I learned a good deal about her when there was a controversy many years ago.
At Berkeley, I guess,
well,
right?
At UCLA.
Oh.
She was scheduled for an appointment at UCLA, and it was a time when my former student, Chuck Young, had just become chancellor, and philosophy department recommended her, and there was a great fight in the Regents and a great deal of apprehension and about her membership, her party membership and the like. And eventually the Regents just superseded the chancellor, took him off the hook, and denied her appointment, a tenure. And then she went on and taught elsewhere, I think San Francisco State. And shortly before Stevens left here, a little over a year ago, her appointment as a full professor was approved. Now, just on the basis of what little I knew about her and the controversy in the Regents, if I'd been chancellor, I would not have approved the appointment. But it was approved, and she's here as a full professor, and I hope she is conscientious and does not indoctrinate her views. You can't prevent some indoctrination by an opinionated faculty, but I hope that the campus can assimilate and outlive this.